WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. It's your girl Riley Hart here. And welcome back to another episode of High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily. We're diving deep into something super crucial today. Practicing self-compassion in the midst of chaos. Seriously, who hasn't felt like their world is spinning out of control lately? Between work deadlines, relationship drama, family stuff, and let's be real, just keeping up with life, it's easy to get swept away by the current. But guess what? You are not alone. We all face moments where things feel overwhelming, frustrating, or downright chaotic. The key, my loves, is learning how to navigate those storms with grace and kindness towards ourselves. Because let's be honest, if we're constantly beating ourselves up for every little slip-up or imperfection, we're only adding fuel to the fire. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways that will help you cultivate self-compassion even when life throws its worst curveballs. First things first, understand that being kind to yourself isn't a sign of weakness, it's an act of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge your struggles and give yourself the love and support you deserve. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, striving for perfection but never quite reaching it? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others and end up in a spiral of self-doubt? Stop right there. Perfection is an illusion, and chasing it will only lead to exhaustion and disappointment. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your small victories, learn from your mistakes, and remember that you're doing the best you can with the tools you have. Secondly, talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. Would you call them a failure for making a mistake? Of course not. You'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Why treat yourself any differently? Remember those mean inner critic thoughts that pop up when things get tough? Challenge them with kindness and empathy. Replace harsh self-criticism with gentle reminders of your worthiness and strength. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be some elaborate meditation session. It's simply about being present in the moment and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice yourself getting caught up in negativity, take a few deep breaths, acknowledge those emotions, and gently guide your attention back to the present. Fourthly, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to run a car on an empty tank, would you? Similarly, taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being is crucial for navigating life's challenges with resilience. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, or simply enjoying a relaxing bath. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love and happiness. This isn't something you need to earn or achieve, it's an inherent part of who you are. Believe in your own worth, embrace your imperfections, and know that you are capable of overcoming any obstacle that comes your way. Let me share a quick story with you. A friend of mine was going through a really tough breakup. She felt lost, heartbroken, and utterly depleted. She started berating herself for everything, her choices, her actions, even her appearance. But then she realized something. Talking to herself like that wasn't helping at all. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, she decided to practice some self-compassion. She started treating herself with the same kindness and understanding she would offer a close friend going through the same situation. She made time for self-care activities, surrounded herself with supportive people, and reminded herself that healing takes time. It wasn't easy, but by practicing self-compassion, she was able to navigate her pain with grace and ultimately emerge stronger on the other side. So there you have it, 5 powerful keys to unlocking self-compassion even when life throws its punches. Remember, my beautiful ladies, you are not defined by your struggles, but by how you choose to respond to them. Embrace kindness, celebrate your progress, and never forget that you are worthy of love, happiness, and a whole lot of amazing things. Now I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can lift each other up. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so more incredible women like you can find it. And until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.